Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's shiur be'ezer Hashem Yisbach is a Meseches Chulin Daf Kuv Vav. The daf begins, Ki osur of dimi o mamayim arishoinim ha'achilu b'sar chazir, achaloinim hoitziu es ha'isha mibaylo. So Rashi at the top of the Amud tells us, what exactly was the story, how it came about that the Yisrael was machil another yid b'sar chazir? So Rashi says there was a chen v'ni Yisrael who used to sell in his store. He used to sell to Yidin basar shchuta, and when a guy used to enter the store, he used to go and give him nevelos. And it so happens to be that a Yid once came into the store and he didn't do netilas yadayim, and therefore the moicher of the chen v'ni thought that this fellow must be a guy, and he ended up giving him basar chazir. Now the Mashal points out that Rashi began by telling us that when a guy used to enter the store, he used to go and give him nevelos, and he finishes by telling us that he was machlim basar chazir. Asks Mashal, why does Rashi do that? Why doesn't he say from the very beginning of the Rashi that he used to give him Basar Chazir? And in fact, Rashi in Yumad of Pei Beis Amud Beis, where Rashi over there also brings down the same story, there Rashi tells us that Yustaki used to give him Basar Chazir. So why over here does Rashi change and begin with Nevelos and finish with Chazir? So Mashal says like this, Mashal says the Rashi over here is coming to answer a kasha which the Poiskim ask. The Beis Yosef at the end of Kuf Yud Zayin in Yeridea asks a kasha, there the brought down in Halacha that it's also for Yisrael to go and sell Na'acholos Asuras. And therefore, how is it that this Chemin over here was selling Nevelos or Chazir to a guy? How does this come about? So the Beis Yosef says two Tirutzim. First Tirut says the Beis Yosef were talking about that this Chemin was a Rosha. And he didn't keep Shulchan Aruch. And that's why he used to go and sell Shalikadin, Nevelos and Chazir to Goyim. The second Tirut says the Beis Yosef that we're talking about over here was Shas HaShmad. And over here, the Yisrael over here was a question of Pikuach Nefesh, and he was trying to hide his identity of being Yisrael, and therefore, of course, he couldn't just sell Basar Shchuta, because then everybody would realize that he's a Yisrael who's Shemit Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore he had to go along and sell even Macholos Asuras. Since it's a question of Pikuach Nefesh, therefore it was mutter for him to go and sell even Basar Chazir. And in fact, the Medrash, Taka brings down this story, which the Gemara brings down over here, that was talking about Bashas HaShmat. So the Mashal says Rashi has a different teretz to answer this kasha. And that is, in Sinan Kuf Yud Zayin, where it's brought down the halacha that it's also to sell Macholos Asuras, there's one heter. And that is, if it's Mizdamin Loi, Basar Nevelo, if it so happens to be that punkt, he happened to end up with Basar Nevelo, then you're allowed to go and sell it. You can make an official business of Macholos Asuras, but if you happen to be Mizdamin Loi, then it's muta. Says the Mashal, therefore Rashi says the story is like this, that this Yisrael used to sell Basar Shchuta. And as we know, when you try and sell Basar Shchuta, you end up many a time having Nevelos Atreifos. But since those Nevelos Atreifos are Mizdamin Loi, therefore it's mutter to go and sell them. And that's how the Yisrael had a store in which the Basar Shchuta, the good behemoths he was selling to Yidden, and all the Shiraim, the Nevelos Atreifos, those are Mizdamin Lois, and it was mutter for him to sell to Goyim. And that's why the Goyim used to come around to his store. And it so happens to be that punk this time he had Basar Chazir. But Rashi couldn't say that he always used to sell Basar Chazir, because Basar Chazir, since it's not so common for him to have, then how's he selling it? And it's also him to make a soicha, to make schoira with Basar Chazir. So Bal Korcha, the story was, he used to sell Basar Shchuta, and therefore have his damin lois and Basar Nevelois, and that's how Goyim used to enter his store, and when Goyim used to come to his store, and punk this time, he ended up having Basar Chazir, and therefore that's how he ended up giving his soil Basar Chazir. So Rashi, according to the Mashar, is not talking about Shas HaShmad, and that's how, and that's why Rashi says, we're talking about, that he used to sell Basar Nevelo, and he ended up giving Basar Chazir. Maybe Rashi Numa was going like the Medrash, we're talking about Shas HaShmat. Now the Ramarik, in Shoyrish Peiches, then the Marik is discussing the halacha of Bechukoy Seyem Lo Yisei Lechu. There's the Issa to go Bechukoy Sagoyim. And the Shoyl over there, in the Tshuva, is asking whether it's mutter for Yisrael to wear there was a certain garment called the Kapo, which was worn by professors and doctors, by the Goyim, and there's a question of Yisrael, who was also a professor and a doctor, is it mutter for him to wear this beged, or maybe this is also considered b'chukai seim lo yisei leichu? So the Marik over there says, and it's brought down in Yerdes and Kufayin Ches, the Ramah brings down the Tshuva, that the issa b'chukai seim lo yisei leichu is only asur to wear such begodim, which have either one of these two conditions. Either it's a beged mishuna, it's a very strange beged, which the only reason why they're wearing it is just to be strange, and therefore a Yid wears this strange beged, he's only wearing it because he's trying to become similar to the Goyim. That's why it's bechukai seim, it's like a choik. There's no explanation for why they're wearing this strange beged. Like Marik says, he used to wear bright red clothes. Why would somebody want to wear that? Elamai, you're trying to be similar to the goyim. That's when it's mechukos hayim lo seleichu. That's one case. And another case is the Marik, is if they're wearing begodim, which it's also for a yid to wear because of tznius issues. And therefore there too, that's also going to be included in the issa mechukos hayim lo seleichu. But any other beggar which the goyim are wearing, for instance, this kappa, which is just to show that this professor has achieved his degree, and it's good for people to know that if they have any issues, they can go and discuss it with him. Then, since over there, that's not for goyisha purposes, therefore it's mutter for Yisrael to wear those things too. Says the Ma'arik, he has a raya from Al-Gemara. From this story over here, which Chazal are telling us, that Yisrael was machal basar chazir, he has a raya to this psak. Why? Says the Ma'arik. Because over here, the Gemara seems to say that the only reason why the Yisrael suspected of this other Yisrael who came into his store for being a goy is because he was not doing Netilas Nidayim. Now that's obvious over here. This Yisrael who came in must have been dressed up like a goy. Because had he been dressed up like a yid, then even when you don't do Netilas Nidayim, you don't go give somebody who looks like a yid, you don't give him Besar Chazir, you ask him what's going on. Elomai, he looked like a goy. Not only did he look like a goy, he was even behaving like a goy. Now says the Ma'arik, if we're going to go and say that the Issa of Chukos HaGoyim applies to any beged which looks like a goy, that's already the Issa. So why did Chazal blame and say that the reason why he suspected him of being a goy was because of Netilas Yodayim, which is only Issa Medrabanon? The Gemara should have said there's a much greater Issa over here. There's the Issa of Chukos Seim Lo Seleichu. Elamai says the Marik, from this we learn that as far as wearing goyish clothes, that was no issa over here, because he wasn't wearing any strange clothes, and he wasn't wearing any unsneered clothes. He was wearing regular goyish clothes. And since it was regular goyish clothes, therefore that's not included in the issa of the Chukaisem Leiseleichu. And therefore the Gemara says that the only issa that could have been over here was only because he wasn't doing Tiris Yodayim, and that's what led to eat Pesach Chazir. So from here the Marik says he has a right to his Pesach. As we said before, this is Gepaska on the Shulchan Aruch and Kufa and Chesif Aleph, that the Issa b'chukos ha-goyim, as far as wearing clothes is concerned, does not include regular goyisha clothes. So the Shach over there in Sim Kufa and Chesif Kodan Dalad brings that his father said that this raya from the Ma'arik is Mamash Pele. And he says the reason is because Rashi, which brings down this story, really the Makor is in Medrash Rabban Parshas Balak. And there the Medrash says, Shahoyo b'shas hashmad. Until the Medrash actually says that the Yid actually told him, Betzina, told him in the quiet, I am a Yid. From here, it says the father of the Shach, it's quite clear, we weren't talking about a regular situation, we're talking about a situation where it was such a hashmad that they couldn't look like Yidin. It was forbidden for them to get dressed like Yidin, and that's why he had to get dressed like a goy. So how can the Marik bring a raya from this Gemara? If there's no Issa of Chukos HaGoyim, surely the reason over here why he was dressed up like a goy, even if there would be normally have been Issa, but here was a question of Pikuach Nefesh. And that's why he had to get dressed up like a goy. So how can I bring a raya from this Gemara that it's Musa to get dressed in regular goyish clothes? So asks the father of the Shach. So the Chasam Sofer over here in Chidush Chasam Sofer on Chulin says the Chasam Sofer that if you take a closer look at the Ma'arik doesn't just bring a raya from the Gemara, from the story which Chazal said. The Ma'arik brings a raya from Rashi, says the Chasam Sofer. Of course, if you don't go with Rashi, and you go like Beis Yosef says, then the story over here was he was selling Besar Chazir. And like Beis Yosef says, that according to the Medrash, we're talking about Shas HaShmad. And then, of course, there's no raya, like the father of the Shach says. But the Ma'arik specially chose to bring a raya from Rashi, because Rashi says over here that he was selling Basar Nevelis, and eventually gave him Basar Chazir. And Marsha explains us that the reason why Rashi said this, because Rashi understands we're not talking about Shas HaShmad. Therefore Rashi had to go and say that he was selling Basar Nevelis because that's why it was mutter for him to sell things to the Goy, because Nevelis and Treves are things which are Mizdamin Loi, and those don't have the Issa Schoira of selling Macholos Asuris to a Goy. So it's clear in Rashi we're not talking about Shas HaShmad. That's where Rashi began the Velis and finished with Chazir. Ah, so it's from here the Marik's bringing a raya. That the way Rashi learns the story over here, that we're not talking about Shas HaShmad, and yet, their only problem was the Netilas Yodayim, and there was no issue about the begodim which he was wearing. From here is where the Marik was learning that we see there's no issue of Chukos HaGoyim to wear regular goyish clothes. The Gemara continues a couple of lines down the Omud, and the Gemara says, Itmar, Chamei Ha'or. What is the halacha about doing the Netilas Yodayim with Chamei Ha'or, with hot water? Chizkiah says, Ein Noitin Ben La Yodayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Noitin Ben La Yodayim. So the Rishonim have a kash over here. We had in the Brayson of Kufi Amud Aleph that the halacha is Mayim Rishonim, is kosher Bein Chamin Bein Tzainin. So how is it the Chizkiah over here says that Chamei Ha'or is possible for Netilas Yodayim? The Chayra Chizkiah is arguing with the Brayson. So we have a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. So Rashi says en lechanama Chizki was taka is a tana. Now Taka has the right, and he's taka arguing. And even the Brisa said beforehand that maim chamim is mutter for nitzilas yadayim. Chizki argues, and he says chamim is also for nitzilas yadayim. That's Rashi shita. Tosfos says no need to go and say that Chizki is arguing. One can say, like the Gemara said beforehand, that maybe that what the Brisa says over there, that maim chamim is mutter for nitzilas yadayim, is talking about by maim she'ena yatzeled espoy. Whereas over here, where Chizki said that it's possible nitzilas yadayim is talking about when the water has reached the heat of yatzeled espoy. That's how Tosfos is miyashiv Chizki with the previous Brisa. So therefore, according to Rashi, it comes out that the machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan over here is talking about even Mayim Chamim, which does not have a heat of Yatzil at this point, and still Chizki says the halacha is it's possible for Nitzilas Yadayim. Whereas according to Tosfos, the machlokes over here was only when it reached the heat of Yatzil at this point, whereas when it hasn't yet reached the Yatzil at this point, then even Chizki would be moida that it's kosher for Nitzilas Yadayim. So the Chasam Sofer over here brings a smug. The smug brings a riot to Rashi, because the Gemara continues to write over here, and the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'altis Rabban Gamliel B'noi Shal Rabbi, V'oichel Tyrus, V'omali, Kol G'doyle Golil, Oisin Kain. The Rabbi Yochanan says, he has a riot, because he asked from Gamliel, and he told him that all the G'doyle Golil used to do Netilis Yodayim with Chamei Or. Now says the smug, Bishleim according to Rashi, okay, so they used to do Netilis Yodayim with Chamei Or, which was Ein Yatzil at this point. It's quite normal to do that. Nice warm water, you can do Nitzilas Yadayim with it, and therefore the G'doyle Golil used to do that way, and this is where Rabbi Yochanan had the raya, to like Chizki, because according to Chizki, even though it wasn't yet Yatzil at this point, but it's still possible Nitzilas Yadayim. But says the smug, according to Tosfos, then it's a pellet. Do you think that Kol G'doyle Golil used to go along and you do Nitzilas Yadayim with burning hot water? Why would they want to burn their hands? Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan says, if it so happens to be somebody Nitzilas Yadayim with Mayim Chamim, okay, then it's kosher. But Kol G'doyle Golil, everyone used to do Nitzilas Yadayim with Yatzil at this point, why should that be? So from here says the smug, it's mafurish in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan's raya was surely from people doing Nitzilas Yadayim, G'doyle Golil, which was any Yatzil at this point. And this was the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizki, and Rabbi Yochanan's being a raya to himself. That only goes with Shittas Rashi, who learns the machlokes from Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan, is even it's any Yatzil at this point. Whereas according to Tosfos, the machlokes is by Yatzil at this point, then how can Rabbi Yochanan bring a raya from G'doyle Golil? Were they honestly doing Nitzilas Yadayim from Yatzil at this point? That's the smug's kasha on Tosfos. So to answer this kasha, says the Chasam Sofer, that we had on Rashi, on the Kuf Hamud Beis, where Rashi explained to us that the reason why, according to the Shittas that hold that Mayim Chamim, which is Yatzil at this point, is possible for Nitzilas Yadayim, says Rashi, the reason for this is because it's Nishtanu Metoras Mayim. Once the water reaches the heat of Yatzil at this point, then it's already considered Nishtanu, and it's not normal water. So the Prima Godim learned, understands in this Rashi, that since when it hits the heat of Yatzil at this point, Nishtanu, then even if afterwards it cools down, it's still going to remain possible for Nitzilas Yadayim. Rabbi Kvegi declared about it, but the Prima Godim understands that it's going to be possible. Says the Chasam Sofer, Tosfos is also going to hold like the Prima Godim. And therefore Tosfos holds that the G'doyle Golil, they weren't doing the Nitzilas Yadayim, which water, which is right now, it's the Yatzil at this point. That's like the smug says. That would be a pellet to go and say that all G'doyle Golil were doing the Nitzilas Yadayim with Mayim Cham, which is Yatzil at this point, Rachmon al-Tzlan. Just what? They were doing Nitzilas Yadayim with water, which had previously been Yatzil at this point, and even now when it cooled down, they were doing Nitzilas Yadayim with that. And according to Chizki, even according to Tosfos, who says the Machlokes Chizki Rabbi Yochanan is by Yatzil at this point, but according to Prima Godim, once it's Yatzil at this point, then even after it cools down, it would still be possible according to Chizki. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan is bringing a raya from. You see the G'doyle Golil were doing the Nitzilas Yadayim with water, which was once Yatzil at this point. According to Chizki, that would be possible, because it's already Nishtanu. From here, Rabbi Yochanan brings a raya to Yeshita, that Yatzil at this point is also kosher. And therefore, once it cools down, of course it's kosher for Nitzilas Yadayim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a second machloikis between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan as far as the din of Chamei Tverio. And the Gemara says, the Chamei Tverio, Lekula Alma, is possible to go and do Netilas Yodayim in a Keli. And as Rashi explains, because Chamei Tverio are even worse than Chamei Ha'or, because they never had the Shasa Koysher, and if even Rabbi Yochanan agrees they are possible for Netilas Yodayim. And Kula Alma Leplegit, if you do Tevilas Yodayim into a Chamei Tverio, then it's also kosher, because it's no different than a regular mikveh, which is kosher for Tevilas Yodayim, and so to Chamei Tverio too. When is the machlokes? Says the Gemara, the paskinu be baspirito. Here's the machlokes that according to Chizkiah, Chizkiah says that with Geyser, that if people are going to be noyeg to do it to vilas yodayim in a bas birta, you may come to learn from that to do it in a keli as well. And therefore Chazal made a gzeira and said it's possible in the bas birta, so you shouldn't come to do it in a tilas yodayim with chamid feria. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no need to make such a gzeira. So Rashi here explains that what does this mean, the paskinu bas birta, says Rashi, that they connected the chamid feria to a small ditch, where in this chorit, in this ditch, you don't have a shir of arboim sa'a, but it's mechuba to the mikvah. So you're still connected to a mikvah kshera. And this is, so the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel, or Daf Mem Amud Beis in the Daf Yarif, they explain Rashi, and they say like this, that the reason why Rashi had to go and say that one doesn't have a shir of arboim sa'a over here in the Bas Pirita is, because if you're going to tell me you have arboim sa'a, then this is a regular kosher mikveh. And of course, Chizkiah, who makes a gzera from Bas Pirita, that this is similar to a keli, wouldn't say this if you have arboim sa'a. Arboim sa'a is a kosher mikveh. No one would ever mistaken a mikveh for a keli. And that's why you had to go and say you had less than arboim sa'a. And since it's less than arboim sa'a, then it looks like the people as if it's not a mikveh. On the other hand, why does Rashi have to go and say that you are mechuber to a mikveh? Because if you're going to go and say the story here was you only had a choritz without a barm sa'ah and you're not connected to a mikveh, then how can Rabbi Yochanan be matir this for tefilas yodayim? And Rabbi Yochanan says because you can be toivel kol gufoy, if you don't have a barm sa'ah and you're not connected to a mikveh, then you surely cannot do tefilas kol gufoy. So how is it that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's kosher for tefilas yodayim? Therefore Rashi had to go and say that you're still mechuber to a mikveh. So you have in this bas birta, you don't have arboim sa'ah. And that's why to people it looks like that it's not a mikveh. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's kosher for tefilas yodayim because since you're connected to a mikveh, then it has the din of a kosher mikveh. So what's Machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan explains the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Chizkiah says, since to people they don't realize that it's mechuba to a mikveh, therefore to them it looks like being toivel in a mokoyim, which doesn't have arboim sa'ah. And therefore they say, there's no difference between this and a keli, and they may come to learn and say, just like you're being toivel yodayim in chamid feria, you can do netilas yodayim too in chamid feria. And therefore Chizkiah had to make a gzeira to pasel tevilas yodayim in bas pirta. Whereas the Kondra Bi'ochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, there's no such chashash. Everybody realizes and understands that this bas pirta is mechuba to a mikveh, and they understand that you're only doing this because it's a mikveh, but they would never come to learn from this to netilas yodayim in a keli with chamid feria. Just asks Rabbeinu Yonah that according to Rashi, just like Chizkiah makes a gzeira and says that bas birta to people doesn't look like it's a mikveh, so if so, why doesn't Chizkiah make the same gzeira and should pasul tevilas kol gufa in bas birta? Chizkiah here is talking about doing tevilas yodayim in bas birta, but tevilas kol gufa is mutter. But if we're going to say that the chashash is people don't realize it's mechuba, therefore according to Chizkiah, one should make a gzeira as well, and to say that people shouldn't be able to be toivel in the bas birta, which is mechuba to mikveh, because people won't realize it's mechuba to mikveh, and they're going to come to say, if we can be toivel in the bas birta, then why can we toivel as well in this amount of water, in a keli as well, which is going to be ma'am shuvim? Why don't we make the same gzeira there as well? Answer the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and say that there's a chilek between netilas yodayim and tevila. It's only by netilas yodayim, which the ikar netilas yodayim is done in a keli. Therefore, they may come to say, just like tevila can be in chamit veria, they'll come to learn as well that even a tila and a keli will also be done to chamit veria. Whereas by tevila, where everybody knows there's no such thing as tevila in ma'am shuvim, therefore, when people are tevila in the bas birta, they'll never come to learn from that to do tevila in a keli. They'll understand that surely for being tevila in a bas birta, it must be because there's a chibur somewhere, someplace. But they'll never come to be nichshal to tevila in a keli. Continues Rabbeinu Yonah and says, but still, if according to Rashi, the chashash is that you may come to do netilas yodayim in a keli, the reason being, because they won't realize it's mechuba, so why can't Chizkiah, we're not geyser, that even when you have mayim ksheirim, one shouldn't be able to go along and do tevilas yodayim in a bas birta, because people won't realize that it's mechuba to a mikveh, and they may come to go along and do tevila in a bas birta, which is not mechuba to a mikveh. Just like over here with choshesh, people won't understand that it's mechuba, and if they may come to learn to a keli, let's be choshesh, they may come to do a tevila in the same bas birta, which is not mechuba, because they won't realize it's a chibur. Answers Rabbeinu Yonah for this as well, and he says that no, it's only when there's a chashash, they may come to do netilas yodayim in an oath from which is possible, that's when the Chazal will go there, because that's very shechiach. But the chashash that they may come to do Tevilas Yodayim in a Bach Spirito, which isn't a Chubar, since Tevilas Yodayim wasn't so common, it's not so shechiach, that for that Chazal didn't have a tzoyer to make a gzera. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah go and say that this is all according to Shittas Rashi, that he understands that the Bach Spirito over here in the Sugi is talking about when there's no Arbaim Sa'ah, but you're still mechubar to a mikvah. But they bring from the Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah, who he understood the sugya differently. And he says the sugya here is talking about bas pirta, which does not have arba misa'ah, and is not mechubar to a mikvah. And after we came, the halacha is according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says kosher tevilas yodayim. And even though there's no arba misa'ah, explain Rabbeinu Yonah, the reason for this is, because min ha-toyrah, the shir of arba misa'ah is only a shir for tevilas guf ha-odom. But for tevilas kelim, min ha-toyrah, is kosher so long as you have a revius. Just the Gemara Nazir tells us the Chazal mevatel midrabanon the tevila of kelim and revius, and they said that even for kelim one has to have a mikvah kshel of arba'im sa'ah, but min ha-toyrah it's kosher even with less. And therefore says Rabbeinu Yonah, even when Chazal mevatel the share of revius, and they said one has to have tevilas arba'im sa'ah, that's only for tevilas kelim. But for tevilas yodaim, they kept the share min ha-toyrah that it's kosher even with pochs of arba'im sa'ah. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and even Chizki is moida, that if you're toivel in mayim ksherim, not chamitveria, then the halacha is, even if there's no arba'im sa'ah, and even though you're not mechubar to a mikvah, but since min ha-Torah this is a mikvah ksher for kelim, so too even with Rabban it's going to be kosher for tevilas yodayim. The machlokes is only by chamitveria. The Hei Chizki says, if we're going to be matter this, you may come to go along and do netila with chamitveria. Therefore Chazal said, therefore Chizki said, making gzera not to allow you to do tevila in chamitveria. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no chashash, but by normal mayim ksherim, then even chizki is moida, you can do tvilas yodayim, and there's no arba amsoan, even there's no mechibur lemikvah. So we have a gewaldige machlokes rishonim over here, halacha lemaisa, what to do. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, then if a person comes and he has no keli, he can do tvilas yodayim into a puddle of water, provided you have a revius, and even though it's not mechibur to anything else. Whereas according to Rashi, then no, avada the halacha, the holding of tefillas yodayim is only when you're either in a mikvah kshera, or at least you're connected to a mikvah kshera. And that's the two pshatim which Tosfos brings down over here. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil, the Paskin of Bas Pirta. Tosfos asks, how can we allow you to do tevillas yodayim in the Bas Pirta? Asks Tosfos, don't we have a Gemara Nazir which says that they will mevatel the shir revius? Says Tosfos, that's only for machten scenarios. For tevillas kelim, that's when they will mevatel the shir revius. But as far as tevillas yodayim, it's still kosher. So the first heritage of Tosfos is clearly learning like Rabbeinu Yonah. Continues Tosfos, inami, even if we'll take on the umavatel the shir revius legamri, right? So here we're talking about when it's mechubah to a mikvah, v'chein perish mekuntras. That's the second pshat of Tosfos, which is like the Shita of Rashi. The two days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, some Kufman Tesi if you dalid. The Mechaba over there, it seems to be Mekel like Rabbeinu Yonah, and says, Me'ikr Hadin, one is allowed to be Mekel and be Toivel, even if there's no Arba Himsah. But the Ramah over there is Machmir like Rashi, and the Bi'a Aloch over there is Mechiach, the most Rishonim hold like Rashi, and therefore says, the Bi'alocha, then we should try to be machmir as much as we can, like Shittas Rashi, and even B'di'evet says the Mishnah Berurah, when a person didn't have a choice and he had to go along and be mekel, like Rabbeinu Yonah, later on when he gets a chance to do a proper netila, he should do it. Now in the Shittah of the Rambam, there seems to be a big discussion. The Beis Yosef, over here in Simon Kuf Nuntes, he brings the Rambam, quotes the Rambam, holds like the shit of Rashi, that Tevilas Yodayim is only going to be kosher when you do Tevilas Yodayim, when you have Arba'im Sa'ah. And his right is, because the Perish Mishnayis, in the beginning of Mikvois, Perish Mishnayis says, Kol Mokoyim Sh'odom Toivel, any mikveh which is kosher for Tevilas Odom, Yodayim Ve'Kelim Toivlin. So clear that the Rambam seems to be saying, what type of mikveh is kosher for Tevilas Yodayim? Only such a mikveh which is kosher for Tevilas Odom, which of course means you must have Arba'im Sa'ah. Ein Odom Toivel, such a mikveh which is possible for Tevilas Odom, i.e. you have less than Arba'im Sa'ah. Ein Yodayim Kelim Toivlin, says the Beis Yosef, it's quite clear over here in the Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, that one must have Arba'im Sa'ah. Says the Beis Yosef, even though that this Perish Mishnayis isn't talking about Netilas Yodayim, it's talking about Yodayim of Hektish which need Dafka Tevila, and maybe there's no Rai of so, says the Beis Yosef, but the stomach is that just like for Tevilas Yodayim you have to have Arba'im Sa'ah, so too Netilas Yodayim, also when you want to do the Maledei Tevila, you're going to have Arba'im Sa'ah. The second rabbi Yosef brings is from the Rambam Perek Vav Mehilchos Brachos. There the Rambam says, "Kol atzorach natilas yodaim, vehit bil yodot b'mei mikva, ein tzorach dover acher, v'mit bilo b'mayim she'eno m'shir mikva, loy oso klum." So clearly the Rambam says to Yosef that when you matpil the yodaim in a mikva, she'eno m'shir mikva, which means you don't have a bar mitzvah, loy oso klum. If so, it's mefurish in the Rambam, like shit of Rashi, that when is tefillas yodaim kosher, only in a mikvah where a boy saw. But, the Atzei Almoigim in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, Sifkot Nchov Dalad, he's matmiya on the Kesef Mishnah. And he says, how can the Kesef Mishnah learn in the Rambam like shit of Rashi? There's mefurish in Rambam like Rabbeinu Yoina. Where's this Rambam? The Rambam Perigud Aleph Melchus Mikvois, Halach Aleph. That the Rambam says like this, yodaim shetzricho is tevila, such yodaim which require tevila, which, as we said before, and this means you're dying for hektish. Ein matzbilin oison elo b'mikva k'sheirosh yishpa aboim sa'o. Shebemokoyim she'odom toivel, keilim b'yodayim toivlin. Says the Rambam, where the yodayim need only tefillah and won't do netila, then you must have a mikva k'sheira, which is roi for tefillah s'odom. Continues the Rambam and says, aval yodayim she'ein tzrikin elo netila bilvad, such yodayim, in other words, regular yodayim of chulin, which there they don't need tvila, there the takana was you need netila, im hit bil oisam b'mei mikva tohirin. There, says the Rambam, you don't need to have a mikva which has arboim s'oh. There it's good enough just to do tvila b'mei mikva and it's still tohir. Says the Atzei Almoigim. So it's mefurish in the Rambam. There's a chiluk between yodayim which require only tvila, they need arboim s'oh, but yodayim which don't need tefillah, and for them it suffices just to do netila, they don't need arboim mitzvah. And if so, it's mefurish in the Rambam, if you toivel yodayim in a mikvah, which does not have arboim mitzvah, then it's kosher, so it's mefurish like the shit of Rabbeinu Yoina. And with this, that's Almoigim is matmiya on the case of Mishnah, and he says, Bal Torkoch with the Rambam Melchus Brachas, which the Beis Yosef brought as a raya that he holds like Rashi, when I say matchiya in the Rambam. And now the Rambam says, im etbilom amayim she'eno im shir mikvah, he doesn't mean you don't have a shir arboim mitzvah, he means you don't have a shir even a revius. Because as we know, even though we're saying that for tefillas yodayim, you don't need to have arboim mitzvah, but about the shir, the minimum shir is a revius. And therefore the Rambam is talking about, if you matbil them in water which doesn't have a revius, that's when it has to be matchik the Rambam, because mikoyach the Rambam hilchos mikvois, who clearly differentiates between netilas yodayim, which is kosh, even there's no arboim mitzvah, so bal korach the Rambam hilchos brachos is going to have to mean you don't even have a shir of revius. That's the maskona of the Atzei Almoigim. So in the Sefer Mishnas Taharos, written by Rabbi Samuel Garbus, he asks, and he says, this is what the Atzei Almoigim wants to go and say, that the Rambam Hilchos Brachos, when he says that you don't have the Rambam Hilchos Mikvois, which says that if you don't have a mikvah of Arboim Soh is kosher, and the Atzei Almoigim wants to understand this means that you're having a mikvah of a revius. And the reason why it's kosher is because he holds like Rabbeinu Yoina, that me'ikir adin v'tfilas yodayim, you can be yoytze even with a mikvah which doesn't have Arboim Soh and you have a revius. Says the Mishnah, Stari says it's very shver, because the Rambam never, in the entire Sefer of Yad HaChazokah, does he ever bring down the din that min HaTorah, a mikvah is kosher for Kelim, even less than Arboim Sa'ah. And the reason is, because the Rambam understands from the Gemara Nazir, they will mevatel the revius, this means they will mevatel even Gansen. So how is it, all of a sudden the Rambam tells us, that if you have your dam, which need to tell us your dam, then you can be toivel in a mikvah, which doesn't have Arboim Sa'ah. And we're meant to understand this means a mikvah of a revius. The Rambam never ever introduced this concept to us, that in HaTorah there is such a thing called a mikvah of a revius. So he brings from the Sefer of Ramotch Benet to answer the steer of the Rambam here in a different way. In a very mechudish legal way, that the Ramotch Benet says that the yishuv, why the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos seems to go and say you need Arboim Sa'ah, but the Rambam Hilchos Mikvois seems to go and say it's kosher even less than Arboim Sa'ah, it's like this. It depends in which water you're doing tevilas yodayim. If you're doing tevilas yodayim in water, which is kosher for netilas yodayim, then the halach is, you don't need Arboim Sa'ah. Because just like the netila can be done with the revius, so too the tevila can also be done in a revius. And that's the Rambam Hilchos Mikvois, which the Rambam says, that whenever you only need netilas yodayim, you can do tevila even in less than Arboim Sa'ah. Whereas the Rambam Hilchos Brachos is talking about when you're doing tevila in water which wouldn't be kosher for netilas yodayim. So since it's not kosher for netilas yodayim, there you have to have Arboim Sa'ah. And that's the Rambam Hilchos Brachos when he says the halacha is for netilas yodayim, you must do tevila in a mikvah which has Arboim Sa'ah. He's talking about where the water over there wasn't kosher for netilas yodayim, either chamit veria, or like the Gemara continues and talks about, mayim shenifsu l'mishtias behema. So Rabbi Soma Gabbos of that Mishnah's Taris explains Ramot Chabinet like this. And he says like this, when we're talking about Tevilas Yodayim, there's two reasons why Tevilas Yodayim can be kosher. One reason is because we can go and say that just like a mikvah is matahir, and Tevila in a mikvah is matahir, so too, when you have Tumas Yodayim, you can be matahir Yodayim through the same method you can be matahir called Gufoy. And just like Tevila is called Gufoy is in a mikvah, and that's matahir from the Tumah, so you can go along as well, be matahir the Tumah Yodayim, also through a mikvah. But besides for that, there's another din of Tevilas Yodayim, and that is when Chazal established the takon of Netilas Yodayim, they said that to be Mesakan Yodayim, you can go along and do Netilas Yodayim. They gave as well, besides Netilas Yodayim, they said as far as the takon of Netilas Yodayim, this can be done either with Netilas Yodayim or Tevilas Yodayim. So according to the first din is a din, bidin the Tara of a mikvah. Whereas the second din is bidin the Tara of Netilas Yodayim. Just Netilas Yodayim can be one of two, can be done in one of two ways, either through Netila with a Keli, or through Tevila. And this is what Ramot Chabanet meant, that he said that when you're using Mayim, which is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, so just like you can do Netilas Yodayim with this Revi'is, you can do Tevilas Yodayim with this Revi'is, because that was the Ikka Takona was, to do Revi'is either Benetila or Betevila, but that's only going to be good if you're using Mayim, which is kosher for Netilas Yodayim. Whereas, when you're using Mayim, which is possible for Netilas Yodayim, so over here, you can't be Yoitza, the Tevila Midin Netilas Yodayim, because this water wouldn't qualify for Netilas Yodayim. So over here, the only reason why Tevila can be kosher is the only Midin, like Tevila's called Gufa, it could work. Like a mikvah can be retired a person from his Tumah, so too can be retired the Tumah's Hayodayim. For if so, that's only going to work if you have a shiur mikvah, which is kosher for kol gufoy. That's only when you have arboy misah. And therefore, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, which seems to go and say you have to have arboy misah, over there the Rambam is talking about when you're doing tevila in mayim, which is possible for netilas yodayim. And therefore, there's no tzad that it's going to work with toiras netilas yodayim, because the water is possible netila, and elomites can only work midin tevilas kol gufoy. Aha! If so, you're going to have arboy misah. Whereas the Rambam in Hilchos Mekvoyz, where the other Rambam says it's kosher even less than arboy misah, that's because the other Rambam is talking about mayim, just kosher for Netilas Yodayim. And since that reveres is kosher for Netila, that's why it's kosher for Tevila. And with this, he says it's answer this kasha. Because even though the Rambam never brings down the concept of a mikvah of a reveres, and a chanama over here, it's not going out din mikvah, it's going out din Netilas Yodayim. Just Netilas Yodayim itself can work either in the form of Netilas Yodayim or in the form of Tevilas Yodayim. So therefore, according to this Gevaldik Mahal from the Rambam, it comes out that the Rambam's a pshara between Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Rashi, Tevilas Yodayim, one always has to have a mikvah of arboy misah. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Tevilas Yodayim can always be done in less than arboy misah. And according to the Rambam, it depends. If you're using mayim, which is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, then it can be an irregular revi'is. Just like Netila revi'is, Tevila revi'is. Whereas if you're being toivel in mayim, which is possible for Netilas Yodayim, then you're going to have arboy misah. And with some of that brings the Gevaldige Raya from the Poskim. He says like this, that in the end of Siman Kufron Tes, there's a machloikus there between the Mechaba and the Ramah as to which bracha do you make when you do Tevilas Yodayim. The Mechaba says you make a bracha al Netilas Yodayim, and the Ramah says V'yesh Eimen Mevorken al Netilas Yodayim. So the Mogen Avram over there in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph brings from the Sefer Api Rav Reva that says it depends. If you're doing Tevilas Yodayim in water which is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, then you make the bracha of al Netilas Yodayim. Whereas if you're doing Tevila in such water which is possible for Netilas Yodayim, then you'll make the bracha of al Tevilas Yodayim. That's what the Mogen Avram brings from the Api Rav Reva, and this is brought down in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkotan Tzadik Zayin. So the Chaz Nish, in the end of Siman Yud, says he doesn't understand, what is this Peshara? Since you're doing the Tevila to be Yod to the midst of a Netilas Yodayim, so surely you should make the bracha of al Netilas Yodayim. What's this Peshara depending on which water it is as to which bracha you should make? Says Rabbi Soma, according to the Bir of Ramot Chabanet and the Rambam, then it's Givaldi. Because as we just now said, there's two ways of why you could do Tevilas Yodayim. And Ramot Chabanet explained in the Rambam that if you're doing Tevilas Yodayim in Mayim, which is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, then even this Tevila is midin Netilas Yodayim. And that's why you can do it even less than Arboy Misah, because just like the Netila is Berevi'is, so too it was Nitkan that you can do Tevila in the Revi'is. And therefore, surely this Tevila is midin Netilas Yodayim. And therefore, whenever you're using water, which is kosher for Netilas Yodayim, then the Tevila is also an extension of the Din Netilas Yodayim, and therefore it's appropriate to make a bracha about Netilas Yodayim. Whereas, when you're doing Tevila in such water, which is possible for Netilas Yodayim, over here, you're not being used to the takon of the Netilas Yodayim. Over here, the Tahara is, midin, like a mikvah is matayr a person, so to the mikvah is being matayr yodayim, and therefore over here the correct bracha to be made is, asher kedishonu v'mitzvois v'tzivonu al tevilas yodayim. The Gemara continues a few lines down the Yomud. Omar Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Ashion, netilas yodayim l'chulin b'pnei serach truma v'oid mishu mitzvah. The Gemara there tells us that the Makoir and the reason for the chiyuv of netilas yodayim before eating chulin is one reason because of serach truma and also because of the mitzvah. The Rishonim over here discuss the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Gimel there darshens from the pasuk v'hiskadishtem v'hiisem kedoshim v'hiskadishtem elu mayim rishonim v'hiisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim. Tosfos brought this Gemara in the previous daf, and the Rishonim ask, so if so, why over here are we looking for reasons why there's a chiv of netilas yodayim lecholin? Why doesn't the Gemara bring this reason which the Gemara says in Brachos that we learn from the pasuk v'hiskadishtem? This is a makor for a chiv of netilas yodayim before eating cholin. Here the Gemara brings different reasons, Rach Truma, Mishumitzvah, what happened to the Chiv over his Kaddishtem. So the Rashba over here in Chidushim, and also in Teres HaBayis, in the beginning of Bayis Shishi, the Rashba discusses this Kasha, and he suggests the following Teretz, and he says, that what we learn from the Gemara of his Kaddishtem, which is the Chiv Netilas Yodayim, before the Suda, that's a Chiv only on the one who's going to say the Bracha. And therefore, when you have a Suda, where there's somebody who's going to be moitzi everybody else with Birkas Halechem, as far as the chiyuv of his Kaddishtem is concerned, this chiyuv lies only on the Mevorech, only the one who's going to say the Birkas Halechem and be moitzi everybody else. But all the other Mesubin around the table, who they're only being Shemeya, they're only being Yoitzi the Birkas Halechem from the Mevorech, they need not go and do Netilas Yodayim for this purpose. And that's why the Gemara over here by us in Cholin is telling us why nevertheless is there a Chiyuv Netilas Yodayim on everybody, on all the Mesubin. That's because of our Gemara, either because of Serach Truma or because of Mitzvah Lishmeya Devar Chachomim. So the Ra'ah over there in Bedek HaBayis asks on the Rashba, and he says, if the reason why one is Mechuyiv to do Netilas Yodayim for V'his Kaddishtem is for the Bracha, so what's the significance of the Birkas Halechem? Why doesn't this apply by all the Brachas? All the brachas hananin, or all the different brachas which one has to make, why is there no chiv of netilas yodayim to make the bracha? Because surely, the reason why one is doing the netilas yodayim for the bracha is being made to shem shemayim. If so, what's so special about the brachas alechim? This ought to apply for all the brachas. And because of this, Kasha the Ra argues with the Rashba. And he says, that what the Gemara over there says, v'iskadishtem, is only in a smachta ba'alma. And really, the real reason, it's what our Gemara says, because of the Serach Truma, and the Mitzvah, as the Rishonim says, because of Znakius. This is very similar to what Tosfos says in Daf Kuf Hei, where Tosfos asks a similar Kasha, that there the Gemara darshens the Pasuk of Ehisem Kedoshim for Mayim Achroinim, and by us in Chulin the Gemara says, this is because of Melech Sedoimis. So Tosfos proves from this Kasha, that the Gemara over there, which says, V'iskadishtem Ehisem Kedoshim is only in Asmachta, and the true reason for Mayim Achroinim is really because of Melech Sedoimis. And Chazal found an Asmachta in the Pasuk. So now the Ra'ah is continuing this Yisod of Tosfos and saying the same applies to Mayim Rishonim as well. And even though the Gemara darshens from a Pasuk, the true reason is really what our Sugya says, because of Serach Truma and Nekius. Just Chazal found an Asmachta in the Pasuk. Now, we mentioned in the previous shir that the Bach brings the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, who also say the same answers the Rashba says for Mayim Rishonim, they say for Mayim Achronim. They ask the Kasha, which Tosfos asks, the how is it that our Gemara in Chulin says Melech Sedoimis, and the Gemara in Brachos says the Makor for Mayim Achronim is from V'yisem Kedoshim. And Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah say the same as the Rashba, that the Chiyuv for Mayim Achronim is only for the Mevorech. But everybody else who's being Yoitz Berech Samozin from the Mevorech, they don't need to do Mayim Achronim, because it's only because of being Moiti Shem Shamayim. So the Bach over there asks the Kasha, and he says, how can we be mechalek between the Mevorech and everybody else, but we know the rule is Shemeh Koine, and therefore just like the Mevorech has to go and do Netilas Yodayim before being Moiti Shem Shemayim for Berchus Hamozoin, so to everybody else who's being Shemeh from him should also have to go and do the same Netilas Mayim Achronim. And the same Kasha we can now ask on the Rashba as well, how can the Rashba go and say that the Chiv of Mayim Rishonim is only to the Mevorech because he's about to make the Berchus Alechem? Surely everybody else who's being yoitzed from him should also have this chiv of Mayim Rishonim, because Shemeh Akoine. Furthermore, the Prima Godim, in his Psicha to Hilchas and Tilas Yodayim, points out another question on the Rashba. And that is, that in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, that the chiv of Tilas Yodayim is only when somebody's about to make a Suda. he's about to have lechem, the shir of kviyas seuda. But somebody who's about to have lechem, which is pachos from kibeitza, there's no chiv netilas yodayim. Asks the prima godim, that's all if we say that the chiv netilas yodayim is because of srach truma or because of nikios, therefore it's all about kabbalas tuma or kviyas seuda. But according to the Rashba that says the chiv netilas yodayim of the ma'amar reshonim on the mevarech is because of the brikas alechem, if so, even by less than a shir of a kazayis or kibetza, one should still have to make netilas yodayim, because since you're being moitzi the brikas alechem, so the chiyuv his kadishtim tells you that whoever is making the brikas alechem requires to do netilas yodayim before saying the bracha. So you could say Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass from the Rashba. But the Emma says that the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis discusses the Ra'ah's kasha that the Ra'ah asks on him, that if so, every bracha should also have to have netilas yodayim before saying the bracha. Says the Rashba that since from this pasuk we darshan with kadishtem is the ma'amar rishonim, which is before the beginning of the suda, and the yisem kadoshim, which is the ma'amar achronim, which is at the very end of the suda before brech samazon, from here we see that the takona which Chazal darshan his psukim wasn't about just saying brachas; it was about the birkos, which are about the suda. And therefore all the brachos which are at the beginning of the Suda and at the end of the Suda, those are the ones which require netilas yodayim, ma'am rishonim and ma'am achronim. And therefore, says the Rashba, that's why for all other brachos which are nothing to do with the Suda or in the middle of the Suda, since they're not the brachos which are nitkan on the Suda, for them there is no chiyuv netilas yodayim. So with this we can answer these two kashas as well. Now what the Bach asks, that if so, we should be chiyuv on the Shemei HaKoina, the Teretz is, because it's not just about saying the bracha. All the other brachas don't need netilas yodayim, says the Rashba. Elomai, it's about the beginning of the Suda. Since the bracha is the haschola of the Suda, that has a chashivas, and therefore it requires netilas yodayim. But it's not just about saying the bracha. All the other brachas don't need it. And therefore, that's why this takona was only said for the mevorech. Since he's beginning the proceedings of the Suda by saying the bracha, everybody else is being yotze from him, but he's the one who's beginning it. That's why only he has to do netilas yodayim. And so to the other har, which the Prima Godim asked, if so, even in a pachos mekishir as well, the teretz as well, because since the psukim of his kadishtim isim kadoshim were said about the brachos which are about a suda, that's only have a chashivas of a shir suda, only then will Chazal masakim to have these brachos, whereas pachos mekishir, which isn't a suda, even though you're making a bracha, be no different to any bracha which you make which doesn't need netilas yodayim, because the takana was only on the brachos chashuvos, which are the beginning and the end of the suda. So the first reason that Rav Idi Bar Oven gives for the chiv of netilas yodayim lechulin is mipnei srach truma. So Rashi explains over here, this is because since Chazal were matzrich, they said there's a chiv of netilas yodayim before eating truma, and without that, that's going to pass the truma, and therefore you're mechuyev to go and do netilas yodayim. But by chulin, this reason doesn't apply with keradin, because the tum of the yodayim is the tum of a sheni, and the tum of a sheni can only pass the truma, can't pass the chulin. But nevertheless, Chazal went along and extended the chiyuv to chulin too, so that way people should get used to doing netilas yodayim before eating truma. So what's taka the reason why one is mechuyev to go and do netilas yodayim by truma? So the Gemara in chulin in Shabbos, Taf Yudalit, says this is because mipnei shayodayim askoni yoshein. Since the yodayim are askoni yosh, that's why they were masakin a tum on the yodayim. So Rashi over there says, what does this mean, yodayim askonios? Says Rashi, when it's choshesh that maybe the yodayim touched makoymoy samutunofin, dirty places, and if so, the yodayim are going to be matunof, and they're going to touch the truma, and that's not very nice for the truma to be touched by dirty hands. So therefore, to prevent this, Chazal masakan a tum on the yodayim, and that way you can never touch the truma before you do netilas yodayim, and that way the truma will always be touched by nice and clean hands, in which case, according to this pshat of Rashi, even the chiyuv and the tuma which Chazal gave to the yodayim was also only takonas chachomim. But Rashi in there in Shabbos brings another time from his rebbes, and he says that his rebbes understood that yodayim askonius means that were choshesh the yodayim actually touched dvarim tumeim. In which case our chashash is that the yodayim themselves became tumei. And that's why Chazal masak in the tilis yodayim to be metaher the yodayim from the tuma. So Rashi asks on his rebbes and says, if our chashash is that maybe they touch tuma, if so, why is it enough just to do netilas yodayim? Let's be choshesh, maybe the yodayim touched an ava tuma. And if they touched an ava tuma, number one, they'll be metame chulin as well. Number two, it's not going to be enough to do netilas yodayim. You have to do tevila on kol gufoy. So how is it the rebbes say that the time of the chiv netilas yodayim v'truma is because we're choshesh that they were negay in tuma? So from this Rashi proves, like his shita, that of course we're not choishish that they actually touch tuma. That's not a chashash. Just the chashash is they touch mekoymes hamutunafin. And that's why Chazal gave along a din tuma to the Yodayim to ensure that the Yodayim should be clean before they touch truma. So in which case, according to Rashi, even by truma itself, it's also a takonos chachamim. Whereas according to the Rebbes of Rashi, then the reason why truma is taka meikra din, because with choishish taka, they may have touched real tuma. And the Prima Godwin Psicha to Hilchas and Tzidus Yodayim answers Rashi's kashas on his Rebbes, and he says that we're not choishish that they may have touched Ava Tuma, because since Ava Tuma is such a serious Tuma, people are very careful, and surely if you would have touched, you would have realized. So we're only choishish for the Mokolodiga Tumas, and therefore we're choishish, maybe the Yodayim touched the Rishon, and therefore the Yodayim become a Sheni, and their people aren't so careful, and he won't even realize, and we're choishish going to touch the Truma and make the Truma into a Shlishi. So for this Darga of Tumah, Chazal had to be Choshesh. But anything that is more common than that, there's no Choshesh, because people are very careful. So that's the Nachlokes between Rashi and his Rebbes. So the Prima Godwin over there in Psicha, Hilchos and Tzidus Yodayim, says there'd be a Gevaldige Nafka Minna between Rashi and his Rebbes, because since the Chiv Tzidus Yodayim to Chulin is a follow-on from that of Truma, so according to Rashi, since the Chiv by Truma itself is because we want to make sure that the hands are going to be clean, so what's going to be the halacha if somebody touches in the middle of the Suda? So he did the Tilis Yodayim in the beginning of the Suda. And then Be'emtza Suda, he touches the Mokim HaMatunaf. So according to Rashi himself, since the whole Takona, Lechatchila, was because of this Tinuf, so if you touch a Mokim HaTunaf, that's it, you're going to have to do a new Tilis Yodayim and a new Bracha. Because this was the reason, this was why they were Masakin by Truma, and since by Chulin Pnei Srach Truma, so if you now touch your hands with a mokim hamatuna in the middle of your suda, then you lost the old natila. You're going to have to make a new natila with a bracha. Whereas, according to the rabbis of Rashi, since the takana was because of tuma, so since he did natila sedan at the beginning of the suda, and with that you matahir any chashash tuma, so now even if you touch mokim hamatuna in the middle of the suda, okay. So you may have to wash your hands, like you always have to wash your hands when you touch Mokim HaTunah, but there won't be any bracha, because the takana was about the Tumas HaYodayim, not about the Tinuf HaYodayim. So, says the Prima Godin, in Siman Kuf Samach Dalet, Sif Beis, that's when the Mechaber brings down the Shaila, somebody was in the middle of the Suda, and he touched the Mokim HaTunah, the Mechaber paskens, you have to do a new Ratila, and make a bracha. And the Rama also agrees to the Mechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah over there brings down that the Yamshir Shleimer argues, and the Yamshir Shleimer says that there's no chiyuv to make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's a big shaila what to do in a maisa, and he passes it depends. If you osa tzrochov, or you really touch the real makom tunov, then you should make a bracha too. But if you just touched one of the mekayim amechusim, there we go to kula that Yamshir Shleimer not to make the bracha. So the Prima Godwin is telling us that really this shaila is taller than the machloikas of Srach Truma, what this is. Why Bechlau Chazal Masakan by Truma Natilis Yodayim? That according to Rashi himself, it's about Tinuf, then he'd be Mechoyim Ikra, then to do a new Natil with a Bracha. Whereas according to the Rabbis of Rashi, then Nechayra, since it's all about Tuma, so Tinuf itself isn't Mechayim Natila, then therefore you wouldn't have to go and do a new Natil with a Bracha. But the Bira Halacha over there, at the end of Kuf Samach Dalet, brings his Prima Godim, and he argues with him, and he says, it's very shvair to believe that Mechaber and the Rama, who passed them that you Mechoyim to make the Bracha, that they're only going with Rashi, and not with the Rebbes of Rashi, because the Rebbes of Rashi, many Rishonim hold this way, the Rambam holds like this, and the Ramban holds like this. And furthermore, says the Mabir Halacha, that it's Mochach, that even the Rishonim who hold that it's because of Chashash Tuma, like the Rabbis of Rashi, they also hold that when you touch in the middle of the Suda, you Mechoyut go and do a new Bracha. That's because the Rabbi Nechanan over there in Shabbos says very clearly that the reason why by Truma one is Mechoyut go and do a Netilas Yodayim is because of Chashash Tuma, like the Rabbi Yisrael Rashi, and nevertheless, says the Bi'alacha, that in the Gemara of Psachim, Nafkuf Tezvov, there the Rabbi Nechanan says very clearly, that if you touch a Mokim HaMatunaf, Ben Tzasuda, you have to do a new Netila, and a new Bracha. So clearly you see, it's not Tolu Zebazet. And even the Rishonim who say that by Truma itself, the Chiv Netila is because of Tuma, they also agree that besides the Din of Tuma, there's also a Chiv Netila, so you're dying by Chulin, because of Tinuf. Therefore, says the Bi'alacha, from here we learn that even though as far as Truma is concerned, the Ikka Chiyuv Netila by Truma was because of Tuma, but Lagaba Netila Sidayim of Chulin, then there's two Chiyuvim, two parts to the Chiyuv. There's the Chashash of Srach Truma, which is Taka based on Dine Tuma B'Taira. But besides that, there's also because of the Tinuf, and that's because the second reason that the Gemara brings over here of mitzvah lishmer divrei chachamim says that the halacha that's based on the beis kadishtem, the chiyuv ma'am rishonim. That means he's understanding like the ra'ah we just said before, and the beis kadishtem is an asmachta for the chiyuv natil of nekius. And that says the halacha is taka because of choshim touch and mokim amatunov. And therefore by chulin you have two sibas for natil yodayim, both srach truma and the kiyus, which means you may have touched the makom amatunov, and that's why when you touch mem sasuda and the chanamat the kiyus strach truma, there's taken no chiyuv natila. Bil mechuyev to going to do a new natila and a bracha out the second chiyuv of the kiyus because of his kadishtim v'yisem kedoshim. The second reason that Rav Idi gives for the chiyuv natila siyodaim is the oid mishum mitzvah, and the Gemara says my mitzvah. Which mitzvah are we talking about over here? Am abaya mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim. Now the Gemara is very schwer, because if we're looking for a second reason, mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim isn't the reason why you have to do the netila. Mitzvah l'shmaya just says after chachamim a masakan to do the netila, then we know we have to listen to the divrei chachamim. But why taka chazal masakan the netila? And the Gemara can't mean you have to listen to the divrei chachamim who said it's because of srach truma, because then it's not a second reason. The Gemara's mashma pepnei srach truma v'oid. What's the second reason? So Tosaf here explains the Bramaskal Mitzvah Lishmaya, that the second reason was really that they were masakan to do Natila Mishum Nekius. And the reason of Nekius, for that we have to do Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim. Just the question is, firstly, if so, so why does the Gemara choose Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim? Why did the Gemara say V'oid Mishum Nekius? Furthermore, ask the Teres Chaim, if Taka, the reason for the Natila Siodayim, is because of Nekius, a few lines later, the Gemara brings the Amr of Elazar Rabbi Yishia that Lo Yomru Netilas Yodayim LePeiros Elo Mishum Nekius, that by Netilas Yodayim by Peiros, it's only because of Nekius. And the Gemara says that it's not even a mitzvah; it's only Rishus. So how is it that by Peiros, where you have to do Netilas Yodayim because Nekius, that it's only Rishus? Whereas over here by Lechem, where it's also for the same reason Lachayra, and nevertheless over here it's a Chiyuv. What's the Chiluk? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, Siv Beis, explains like this. He says that what the Gemara here says, Nekius, by, and what Tosfos explains that the Chiyuv of Netilas Yodayim is because of Nekius, is not the same Nekius because of Peiros. Because by Peiros, it just means a regular Nekius, to make sure your hands are clean, and not dirty, and that's not going to your Rishus. But the Nekius here we're talking about isn't just a Nekius of dirtiness and cleanliness. Here the Nekius is because of Kedusha. And as Chazal darshan viskadishtem elu ma'im rishonim, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim. That means it's a mitzvah to mekabel Chazal darshan from the pasuk viskadishtem, that the way to attain kedusha before eating the lechem is by being mekadish the yodayim, and that way that's the nekius we're talking about, to be able to attain the darg of kedusha. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, V'oid mishum mitzvah, meaning to go and say, V'oid, that there's a mitzvah to go and do Netilas Yodayim because of Nekius, because mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim udashon the pasuk of Viskadishtem, which that's going to teach us that there's an Indian to go and do Netilas Yodayim because of Nekius, to reach the Madrega of Kedusha. So that answers both kashas, both the Teres Chaim's kashas, that we're not talking about the same Nekius as the Gemara later on. And also explains to us that the Gemara didn't want to just say Nekius, because if we're just saying Nekius, it would be mistaken for the Nekius of later on, which by Peiros we say is only Rishus. And here we want to say it's a different Nekius. For that we say Mitzvah L'Shmoya Divrei Chachamim, which means that Chazal who made an asmacht of the pasuk of this Kaddishtem, which teaches us that we're talking about Nekius, which gives you Kedusha. But Reb Chaim in Stenslach, in Psachim, has a different hesed over here to explain the Gemara. And he says like this. Now what the Gemara says over here, V'oid mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, the Gemara doesn't mean just to go and say a second reason for Netilas Yodayim. The Gemara means to go and tell us there's a second geder in the Netila. And he explains like this. When the chiyuv Netilas Yodayim is because of srach truma, and there, the idea is that the Rambam to be metahir the Yodayim from the Tumah. So the chiyuv Netila is a hechatinza, how to get rid of the Tumah. Whereas by Netilas Yodayim v'chulin, here the chiyuv Netila isn't just a chetimtza. Rather, here Chazal masakan mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim, one has to be mekayim mitzvah snetila. And the reason why Chazal said one has to do it, maybe because of Nekius, but the gather what they said in the Netila is that you have to make sure that the Yodayim are netulos. So by Truma, the Netilas Yodayim is only a chetimtza ba'alma, just to go and get rid of the Tumah. Whereas by Matiris Dan for Chulin, the Gemara is adding now and saying the Oid, Mitzvah Lishmah Debe Chacham. There was a Mitzvah Chazal said, you have to make sure that you're dying on a Tulois. It's not just because you want to achieve something with Rus Natila, like it is by Truma. Rather, the Mitzvah is to be Mekan Debe Chazal, who said that the gathering Takonas and Tilas Yodayim is to make sure that you're dying on a Tulois. And this explains to Reb Chaim, that what the Rishonim of here say, that because of Nekius, this doesn't mean that Nekius is the cause of the Chiyuv Natila. Because since when do we have to be careful for Nekius by Suda? Bishlam by Tfila, on your Omer Lefnei HaMelech, then we have to be careful to make sure everything's nice and clean. But when you hold them before a Suda, why is it so important for us to go and do Nekius? Says Reb Chaim, Nekius over here isn't a Sibah for Natilas Yodayim. Just Nekius is just a Sibah to be Mevatl, the fact that the Yodayim on a Tulois, that whenever the Yodayim get dirty, that's Mevatl the Yodayim which on a Tulois, and then you're going to have to go and do new Natila. And he brings the Moshel. He says, like by Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, the Aloch is that whoever goes to be Matl Mayim, you have to go and do a new Natila, new Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim in the Mikdosh. That's what the Gemara says, a new one in the third Perek. Now says Reb Chaim, of course that's not the Pshat, that the Hatolas Mayim, that's Mechayv Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. No. All it does is that the Hatolas Mayim is Mevatl Kiddush. And once the Yodayim are no longer Kedoshos, you have to go and do new Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. But not that the Hatolas Mayim is the Sibah for Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, rather it's the Sibah to lose the Kedusha. Once you've lost the Kedusha, you're going to have to go and do a new Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. So over here too, says Reb Chaim, it's not the Pshat over here that the Nekius is the Mechayev of the Netilas Yodayim. No. The chiyuv is mitzvah l'shmei debe chachomim. Chazal u'masakin, before having suda, you have to make sure your diamond are tulois. Just, if you're not going to take, the yodayim are not nekiyos, that's mevatl the netila, the yodayim are tulois, and then you're going to have to go and do a new netila. So this also answers both kashas. It's different than nekiyos of peres. By nekiyos of peres, the nekiyos is the sibah. Over here, the sibah is the takonos chachomim, mitzvah l'shmei debe chachomim. Right? And the reason why the Gemara chooses the mitzvah and not tell us the sibah is because Chazal want to point out of us over here that it's a different gather than the chiv netilas yodayim of strach truma, because strach truma is just to get rid of the tuma. Whereas as far as the mitzvah is to make sure that your daim are constantly netulois. And the kiyos is going to revattle that netila to be mechav you a second netila. The Gemara continues and has a discussion, what's the din of netilas yodayim leperis? So Rav Lozman Boishia says that the chiyuv netilas yodayim for eating pears is only because of an akius. And as the Gemara explains, it's only a reshus. And Rav Nachman says, it's not even a reshus, and it shouldn't be done, and somebody who does do it is eino ela migasei haruach. So the shaila is, l'chayr, according to the tam of netilas yodayim is out srach truma, because people will come to touch truma with yodayim she'enim nekiyos, Dam she'enim netulois. So l'chayr, if so, this time applies well by peris. That somebody's going to go along and eat peris of chulin will then come to eat peris of truma and be matam with the truma. So l'chayr, according to the time of srach truma, this ought to apply as well by peris. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoyin and Brochas, they're miyashav this kasha, and they say, because since min ha-Torah, the chiv of hafroshas trumas u'maisrus, mid the oiraisa is only on dogon tiroish v'yitzar, whereas trumas peiroish is only midrabbonon, and therefore so too legaba the chashash of srach truma, they were only choshesh dish on such things which are chiv trumas u'maisrus mid oiraisa, and therefore dogon, which is lechem. There, Chazal goes and they said, we don't need to touch even chulin, may chashash, you may come to touch truma without doing the tiras yodayim. As far as tiroish and yitzar is concerned, since tiroish and yitzar is zesim and anovim, which are squeezed into wine and oil, and wine and oil, people, b'derech klal, don't touch it with their hands. They normally drink it inside the kois, because it's lach, it's liquids. And after that, there was no tzorech for takona. The takona was only necessary for such food, which is touched by yodayim. And therefore, there was only a tzorech to be misakin it for dogon, whereas all the other payers, since there's no chashash, there's no truma in that Torah, and therefore there's no chashash deraisa, tzir chazal omekel, and therefore it's only reshus, or maybe even only for gasei ruach. So the Levush points out and says that this teretz only explains why there's no chiv netilas yodayim for payers. But how about dogon, like maisa kedera? So you're eating mezonos, which is made from dogon, but it's not lechem. Then l'chayr over there should be a chiv netilas yodayim. And as we know, the halacha is there's only a chiv netilas yodayim when you're eating lechem. But all ma'aseh kedera and other mezonos pass by b'kisnei, and there's no chiv netila. So the Levush says that one has to say that since the ikar kviyas suda was only on lechem, and eating other mezonos wasn't so shechiach, therefore, as we know, milsa d'lo shechiach, lo'y gozer be'rabbonon. So that's how the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina answered the Shaila. Just the Prima Godim in Psiche points out that this Teretz is only going to work according to the Rishonim that hold that Min HaTorah Chiyuv Trumas V'Maaser is only on Dagon, Tirosh V'Yitzar. But the Shittas HaRambam is that the Chiyuv HaFroshas Trumas V'Maaser is on Kol HaPeiros. And therefore, according to him, this Teretz won't work. And therefore, we'll have to find a different Teretz from Miyashiv the Rambam. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis and discusses where exactly in the Yad is the Chiyuv Netila. And the Gemara discusses the Chiyuv Netila's Yodayim for Chulin, for Truma, for Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim. And according to Rashi, each and every one has a different share. According to Rav, Netila's Yodayim, says Rashi, for Chulin is Ad HaPerek HaSheni. That means in the fingers there's three joints. And the Chiyuv Netila's Yodayim is until the second joint, which is in the middle of the finger. Says Tosis, why does Rashi choose the second joint? That's because the first joint, which is very close to the fingertips, that's only to be found in the forefingers, but in the thumb, there are only two joints, and therefore we chose a joint, a perek, which applies to all fingers alike. That's why it's the perek hasheni. Truma is the perek hashlishi, which is really where the end of the fingers, where the fingers join the hand, and Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim is at the very end of the hand, where the hand joins the arm. That's according to Rav. And Shmuel holds that the Chiyuv for Chulin is the same as Truma, in which case, according to Shittas Rashi, it should come out that the Chiyuv Netilas Yodayim, even when we go to Chumah like Shmuel, is only till the end of the fingers, which is in the middle of the hand. That's according to the Shitta of Rashi. The Rosh over here brings the Shitta of the Rif. Now, the Rif had a different Giras in our Gemara. He wasn't Giras like we have, the Ad HaPerek, Ad HaPerek, Ad HaPerek, which means the three different Prokim in the hand. No. But according to the Rif, there's only two things going on over here. Is Ad HaPerek and Ad HaPkak. Ad HaPerek always means where the hand joins the arm. Pekak means the knuckles area, the end of the fingers. And according to the Rif, the Giras of the Gemara goes like this. That according to Rav, Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim is Ad HaPerek. That's because that's what the Yad is. The Yad is until the very end of the Yad, where the Yad joins the arm. And that's where you're going to go and do Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim. Chulin is Ad HaPkak, which is until the knuckles area, until the end of the Yad. And Truma also is Ad HaPerek. So the question is, according to the Rif, so why does the Gemara put Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim and Truma together? Explains the Rosh, that's because we start with Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim, which is Deraisa, and then we move on to Chulin, which is more Shechiach than Truma, and we talk about Chulin, which is Ad HaPkak, and then we go back to Truma, which is like Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim. And therefore, according to Shmuel, then even Chulin is like Truma, which is also Ad HaPerek. In other words, the whole Yad. And that's why, according to the Shitta of the Rif, then the Chiyuv Netilas Yodayim for Chulin is the entire Yad. So the Chasam Soiv explains that according to the Rif, what's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Chulin you do Ad HaPkak or Ad HaPerek, explains the Chasam Soiv that we had on Amud Aleph, a machlokes was where the Makor for Netilas Yodayim is. And there was one Shitta that says, we learned from the Pasuk of Yodov Leishotaf Bamoyim. And therefore, according to that, says the Chasam Sofer, since the Makor is from the word Yodov, so we say just like the Yad of a Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglaim is Ad HaPerek, so therefore, Hu Adin Chulim, which is learned from the Pasuk of Yodov, according to this Shitta, will also be the entire Yad, and that's like the Shitta of Shmuel. Whereas, if we learn the Makor of Netilas Yodayim V'Raglaim is from Srach Truma, therefore, for that, Chazal Masakin, whatever was necessary, and since for Chulim they were Masakin only Ad HaPkak, therefore they were Masakin only the Chatzia Yad, not the full Yad. Al-Kuponim. So these are the two Shittas. The Shitta of Rashi, the way it comes out is that the Chiyuv Netilas Yodayim for Chulin is until the middle of the hand, even the Chomer according to Shmuel. And that's how the Rosh says, that's the Minhag Olam. But according to the Rif, then you have to go and do the entire Yad. Shulchan Aruch, he's brought two dais, and he says that Roi Linoi Kedas Arif. So the Bi'aloch is Medayak from the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch. That's Mashma. That it's only a chumrah, but Meikra Adin, we do pass like Rashi. But there the Bi'alocha goes and brings a string of Rishonim that all seem to go like the Rif. And therefore he says, it's not only a chumrah, just Meikra Adin, one should be noyeg like the shit of the Rif. Chaznish points out that even if you only machma like the Rif, but you have to be careful to make sure that you put a sheer revius on the half the hand until the Perek Hashlishi. Because even if you only machma like the Rif, but according to Rashi, since Meikra Adin, you have to make sure that the Mokum and the Tila is only Chatzia Yad. So you have to make sure the Revius gets to that Mokum. Because if you're going to do the Yad over the whole, if you need the Revius of the whole Yad, then it's going to come out that you haven't put the Revius in the Ikka Mokum and the Tila according to Rashi. That's an Afkimina where Rashi is going to come out Lechumra. Another Afkimina where Rashi is going to come out Lechumra is Now the Gemara says over here that you have to be careful to make sure you don't have any chatzitza. So Tosfos says that just like by tefillah the halacha is that a miut is not, a miut she'eino makbid is not chaitzitz, so too by netilas yadayim, a miut she'eino makbid is not chaitzitz. But what's the shear of the miut? The miut is a miut of the makom hanetila. So therefore, according to Rashi, the miut of the makom hanetila is going to be much smaller than that of the rif. Because according to the rif, since the makom hanetila is the full yad, therefore the miut is going to be a miut of the whole yad. Whereas according to Rashi, that the makom hanetila is only chatzi hayad, therefore the miut is going to be a miut of the chatzi hayad. Therefore, even if we're going to go to chumra to pass like the rif, to go and do netilas yodayim of the whole yad, but when it comes to chatzitza lachayim, we're going to have to go to chumra like Rashi, who Rashi says that since the ikam makom hanetila is chatzi hayad, so the miut is only considered a miut of the chatzi hayad. Shkoyach kol tov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mechaymis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.